The separation of church and state phrase, which is today become so familiar, was actually taken, ladies and gentlemen, from an exchange of letters between Thomas Jefferson and the Baptist Association of Danbury, Connecticut, shortly after Jefferson became president. The election of Jefferson, who was viewed as America's first anti-federalist president, elated many Baptists, since that denomination, by and large, was also strongly anti-federalist. This political disposition of the Baptists is understandable, since from the early settlement of Rhode Island in the 1630s to the time of the federal constitution in the 1780s, the Baptists had found themselves suffering from the centralization of power. So consequently, not having a president who not only had championed the rights, or now having a president who had championed the rights of Baptists in Virginia, but one who had also advocated clear limits on the centralization of government powers, the Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut wrote Jefferson a letter of praise on October 7, 1801. And here's what they told him. I want you to listen to this. Quote, "Among the many millions in America and Europe who rejoice in your election to office, we embrace the first opportunity to express our great satisfaction in your appointment to the chief magistracy in the United States. We have reason to believe that America's God has raised you up to fill the chair of state out of that goodwill which he bears to the millions which you preside over. May God strengthen you for the arduous task that Providence and the voice of the people have called you to, and may the Lord preserve you safe from every evil and bring you at last to his heavenly kingdom through Jesus Christ, our glorious mediator." Ladies and gentlemen, that is interesting stuff to be sure. David, let me go to you now. Why is it a mistake, understanding this history of the Baptist in Danbury, Connecticut, Jefferson, his anti-federalist position, why is it a mistake to think that only Jefferson believed in the separation of church and state?
Many people think that, you know, Jefferson used the phrase the separation of, well, he used the phrase a wall between church and state, which has been interpreted to mean separation of church and state, and properly so. And he did that on January of 1802. Now, a lot of people believe, a lot of religious conservatives believe that the phrase wall between church and state or separation of church and state lay dormant until 1878, when the U.S. Supreme Court picked it up and used it in that Mormon case, Reynolds versus United States. And then a lot of religious conservatives believe that it lay dormant again until 1947, in the Everson case, when the Supreme Court brought it up again and really took the separation of church and state home to every state in the United States. This is completely false. The whole thing is totally incorrect. Let me read you what Madison said about the separation of church and state in 1819. He said, quote, "It was the universal opinion of the country preceding the last that civil government could not stand without the prop of religious establishments, and that the Christian religion itself would perish if not supported by a legal provision for its clergy. The experience of Virginia conspicuously corroborates the disproof of both opinions. The civil government, though bereft of everything like an associated hierarchy, possesses the requisite stability and performs its functions with complete success, while the number, the industry, and the morality of the priesthood and the devotion of the people have been manifestly increased by the total separation of church from the state." Now, the first time a court, end of quote, the first time I have found the phrase separation of church and state in a court, used by a court, was in 1844, of all places, from New Orleans, Louisiana. Here's what the court said. "In this whole union, the separation of church and state is complete, and we trust eternal." End of quote. So Jefferson is not the only one who believed in it, and the Supreme Court of the United States is not the first one to use the phrase in a legal opinion. By far from it. What it is the separation of church and state has been corrupted to mean anti-religion and anti-God. Mm-hmm. And that is the last thing Jefferson, Madison, or the folks in New Orleans believed.